And joining me right now, I have from the adults, it's Julia Deans. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning.
Nice to have you with us this morning.
Oh, nice to be with you in sort of voice.
Hey, what's your haircut like right now?
Oh, it's just the same as it's been for ages.
Go on, though. I don't know what that is. What does that mean?
I'm short and girly.
Yeah, nice. Not an undercut then?
No.
Very good. What's the most interesting thing you've been doing over the past week, Julia?
This week? Well, actually, I've been learning a whole lot of bass lines to play in Lucy Lawless's covers band on Sunday night.
Wait a second. So you're friends with Lucy Lawless?
Yeah.
How did that friendship begin?
Well, it's actually only just started. Anika Moore has been friends with her for ages, and she roped me into playing in the stand on Sunday night. So hilarity will definitely be ensuing.
What kind of covers? What the heck's going on in this band? What happens?
She's playing a little bit of Kiss, a bit of Patti Smith. There's a whole mixture of stuff.
Yeah.
Some fun songs. So yeah, it should be hilarious. I think I have a fair idea what I'm in for, but I'm slightly scared all the same.
Because Lucy Lawless has never struck me as someone who does irony, if you know what I mean.
Oh no, she's got a very, very sparkly twinkle in her eye, that lady.
It must be so ironic that I can't keep up.
Tongue firmly planted in cheek, I think, is the expression.
And is that that was the same as that single she released with OMC?
Oh, did she do that? I didn't.
Okay, before you play in that band, Julia, seriously, this is just my advice. Go and look at the video and say, is this what I want to do with my career? Because I can't see it is genuinely, if you came up to me and said, what's the worst song ever written in New Zealand, I'd say that one. It's terrible.
It's a pretty bad song.
A terrible piece of
it. No, I did actually Google, before I said that, before I agreed to it, I Googled, Lucy Lawless singing, and I found a video of her doing a duet of Total Eclipse of the Heart with Bonnie Tyler, and I'm telling you that my little 8-year-old heart, my inner 80s child, just fucking ate itself with jealousy.
Well, I guess it's an opportunity, and acting, it's good to diversify your portfolio.
Well, it's one night out of 365,
sure.
I just went, it'll be good for a giggle. I've been focusing, I've been doing a lot of songwriting lately, working on a new album, so it's nice to kind of break it up. And then, of course, we've got the adult show next Friday with the orchestra. So, life's been really interesting and busy lately. It's really cool.
So, between, playing with Lucy Lawless and the adults.
Well, that is a one-off.
sure. That's what they all say to start with. Now, the adults has been a pretty good follow-on thing for you after Fur Patrol, and then doing a lot of your solo stuff. What's it been like working with these two guys? I mean, you were used to playing in bands with guys, but you were the one out in the front. Do you know what I mean? You were the one that was like, "Look, boys, I'll tell you how it is," or at least that's how I like to think of it. But John Toogood and Shane Carter, they are probably quite formidable forces in terms of personality types, aren't they?
They're just the goofballs, really. They're absolutely gorgeous. They're so nice to work with, and the thing that we're all enjoying is the fact that no single person is responsible for, the controlling. Well, I mean, John sort of gets the final say, but it's very democratic in terms of the performance and sharing, the front person responsibilities. It's really nice. And we're all three of us are loving it.
When I was 16, I once saw John Toogood out backstage. I tried to give him a demo CD, and as I walked into the to the green room, he had he was in his green Y fronts because he'd been on stage in his green Y fronts, and he had his hands down with his testicles. And was doing something down there, but by then I'd had in my mind I was going to shake his hand and give him the CD.
Yeah, no, you really don't want to do that.
And I went in and put my hand out, he took them right out of his undies and shook my hand. Which the first second I was like, I'm shaking John Toogood's hand. And then I'm like, I'm shaking more than his hand, actually. Has he changed since then? Is he sort of still peeling off into his undies and, you know, jumping off things with the adults? Or does he tone it back for you guys?
No, there's not so much jumping off of things. He still, you know, goes off into his own little world and gets really excited and dances around the place. But, yeah, no, it's not the same as a she-head thing.
Oh, that's good. I just think the dynamic of having you around would mean you couldn't strip down quite.
Oh, no, that doesn't worry him.
So the idea of the adults working with the CSO, have you had any of those practices yet? Were you intimidated when that suggestion came up? You have worked with orchestras before, haven't you?
Yeah, and I wasn't intimidated at all. I was really excited. And, we haven't had any rehearsals with them yet. We don't come down till next week and start the rehearsals with the actual orchestra. But John was around here the other day, and we were listening to the scores that the arrangers have been working on. They sent through, you know, MIDI files of them. We were listening to those and sort of leaping up and down, getting very excited. They sound amazing.
There must be like when you get those emails and you know you have no idea quite what they're going to do, and you've written these sort of you may have written a three chord bash or whatever, and then all of a sudden you get the orchestral score back. It must just be amazing to see what they're going to do with it and what it's going to sound like.
It's utterly mind blowing. I mean, the whole concept of scoring an orchestral piece to me is completely. I don't know, that's sort of an interstellar space travel kind of thing to me. It just, I actually went to see the NZSO the other night, and I was just sat there utterly... How the hell did he imagine this? And how did he get it out of his head and into the, you know, onto the paper to, and then have it perform like that? It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, thinking about people that write a novel, that's another thing I cannot fathom.
The one word for me that if I was playing with an orchestra, I was thinking about this last night, Julia, the word would be inadequate. That's how I would feel. There must be waves of inadequacy that just flow over you when you stand up and you're like, I play rock music. I don't know what the oboe is or what the heck. Is that not the case? Or do you just take a breath and say, in the end, I'm much cooler than these people, and that has to count for something?
No, I used to play in orchestras when I was a kid, and obviously not that great. But you know, you sort of realise that you are each instrumentalist is one part of a whole. So you know when you sort of start breaking it down, it's kind of a bit like rock and roll. Everyone has their, but you know, just way more complex.
Yeah.
Hey, well, and most of those people are incredibly accomplished.
We're looking forward to having you down here and seeing the show. It's happening.
I can't wait.
Happening at the CBS Arena.
I've been coming down to Christchurch. Sorry?
Oh, it's happening CBS Arena, I was saying, the 1st of June. I was just letting people know when it's happening.
Oh, excellent.
And we actually have a double pass to give away, so if someone wants to win that, they can text us now. Nice talking, Julia, and we'll see you when you get down here.
Thank you.
Okay, catch up. Bye-bye. That
bye.
Is Julia Deans there from the adults. Sorry about the beep beep. I think that's actually, that'll be our friend David Shearer. That's what I'd be.